parsha of the Chov Safik, which came out that, you see, we were born in a fashion that was never known who was the Bechor. We cannot make a deal between the two of them to collect. Yeah. Kuf Chov Zayin, I'm basically talking about the Sugi of Yakir. The Rashbam yet. The Rashbam last white line. Neman Adam Loim Vafavishim Azikim Achav Bechor. Even though we assume that it was understood that another son is a Bechor, the father can now say against the Chazaka. Kach Neman Loima Zeben Grushahu. Achashin is Galsh Shegirash Tiha Vehir Zal Tiha. That I divorced her and remarried her, and then we conceived this child. The elderly is there. Oh, she knows she's a grusha, or my wife bechal was a grusha. The svaru who midosiv yake mali bechal mali davar achi. So Rashi says that it's a svaru. That's a big chiddush. Why should it be a svaru? Over there we're saying that he's a bechal. That's not as far as passeling him. But to passel a person bechal, you need.
But isn't in the case of Grusha, isn't it a question of Isser? Becomes possible.
Child becomes possible, yeah.
Right, so I'm asking, we don't say Ed Nechad Neman Misser in that case?
No, that's it's only a piece of meat or something like that. But Yichus of a person,
we don't say that.
Aside from the fact that it's negative Chazak over here, so which most we show in Halbe Nechad is not Neman again, the Chazak. Ben Grusha, the Chol. And the Cholol who ben Chalutza the Cholol Midrabanan. A child of a coin with a divorced woman is a Cholol Midaraisa. Chalitza is similar to a get. Chalitza is when there's a Yovim and he doesn't want to marry her. They have the whole thing is taken off the shoe and spitting. That's how the Midrabanan treated like a Grusha. Gzeir Chalutza of the Grusha. Bavaka of the Nephilim the Yovim is in the Sivisha Grusha. I mean, nothing across the mouth of the Almahu. Call upon him, that's what he says. The Chachamim Ayim Eina Neman, Loi Bibcho, Loi Bicholo. Not in respect to Bechoira, and not respect to passing the child. Going, Shemuch Zokim Bechot Shubacho. The Kramuki Betzel Chaker, Gong Shaboy Mechodesh Lekan. The Chachamim say the Pasuk is only talking about a case where we have no idea who the Bechor is. Then he's believed to say the Bechor is. But against the Chazoko, so passing him from a Chesed Kachas, I cannot believe him. So it's only when they came with him, Zokim Bechad Mehem, Mivachom Yaposhes. Hosam Vaday Av Mehemet. Lamai Hilchot Ad Rabban Kafal, Tukman Bishach HaKeir. We're asking on the Chachomim, what is the Chiddush over here? The Bish, Mother Rabbi Yehuda, Tu Bashmin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a very big Chiddush, this Pasuk. And I'm Nidin Leila Yafet, Hilo Mokim Chazoka, we believe him against the Chazoka, Vino Lefi Shnaim, like I said, Rami, Nathan Bosa Chazoka, Vinatu Fi Shnaim, Lamukhzik Lon. I would say that we have a Mukhzik, everybody in is treating us Reuven as a Bechor, the husband, the father cannot change that. I would have thought that. Lekel Meim Gavayav Migu Di Boy Yoiv Lebim Hatona Pishnayim Giomanami Arlov Shul Bechor Neman. He's saying maybe we should say Svad, the father will be believed with a Migu. That he could have given it, he could have given it as a Matona. Okay, Mala Mala Shakim Mokim Eidim Leim Rinon. Mala Shakim Mokim Eidim Leim Rinon. We don't see Mala Shakim if it's against Eidim. And over here, since it's mukhzak to everybody, that if one is bechor, that's equivalent Eidim. To Marv Yishakim B'mokim Eidim. Yeah. And it's also chiddush over here. This is not a classic migu. Migu usually is not necessarily when I can do it. I could say another taina. I could win the case with another taina. Here, I can manage get away with doing it. It's the strongest part to say it is believed. But even so, even this type of migu says toises. Says the Rashbam that he's not believed.
This case, Rashbam previously said, "Lav the Eidim Shemayim." We're talking about a case where there are no.
Yeah, but he's saying it's equivalent to Eidim. Yeah, this Mukhzak is equivalent to Eidim. You're right. You're right, 100%. El Rabbanon Ma'ir. The kind of what's the Chiddush? Why did the Torah write because of Yaakov? The Torah Chakeir Shav Neman Lakiu Lachayim. That he's. It must be in respect to Mimakim, in respect to other people. Lila Meitul Lepish Na'im. You don't need the Torah to give us. Neimanus said he's believed like two. Am I so gross? Varu the Neiman, I de migul. Over here, the Kohen Chachamim that he's only believed when it's not negative Chazaka. So he should be believed with the migul that he could have given him as a gift. Lo yehi ela b'cha. Ela b'mnachi. If after the king yachol l'ikn l'matana kol nechassin. You can be like any other person. You could give him a gift of all nechassin that will take effect before he dies. Eke ma lo shaka. B'mai da amar shu b'cha. O b'lav hachi yachol l'ikn l'pi shnaim. Shu yom havelu b'matana havelu b'matana b'nichzai. And give him a gift from my nechassin. Ma says l'tri chod ha'shmin k'rod ha'min la'av. At the time that he says his child is a bechor, he has nechassim that he does not yet own. So if it was going inside the migul, right now he has no migul, he could give it as a gift. You can't give a gift to something you don't yet own. But if he's believed to say it's bechor, and in Mela, all the nechassim that he will get afterwards, this bechor will be entitled to a double chelik and those ones also. Because nechassim of Achamikan, Achashom b'nizem bechori, who? Like the Lameh Bidvah, he shaita migul di migul. We can't say migul that today I could give him a matan over the nechassim I will eventually get on ein other matan of shalab alayla. Period. Yeah. I started reading a Rashbam, which is on a Gemara, which we didn't read yet. We might as well read it inside. Yeah, so the Gemara asks, Omalei Rav Nachman Bal Yitzchak. The first word on the line is Nachman Bal Yitzchak. Rav Bishma, Rav Yudah Hayin Duchzev Yakel, Rav Bonin, Yakel Omalei. What do we need a pasuk? B'tarchi Keir. So we're saying it's not about a case where it's not Mokhzak who the Bechar is, and he tells us who the Bechar is. And then he asks, L'may Hilchasa? What is the halachic ramifications of this? So obviously, a person is believed with a migul to say that this is a Bechar, there's no achazak against it. So, L'maitu B'vishnai. So Gemara says, L'yeh Yelah Acha. Why shouldn't we believe him? Anybody who could give a matana to, so he wants to give a matana to this child. The Gemara says, that's what we said. We just read on the Rashbam. Then respect the Nechassim, he does not own at the time that he says, this person is a Bechor. There's no Migu, because the Migu is, I could have given him those Nechassim. The Nechassim that he does not yet own, he cannot give him at this point of time. As the Gemara, Yaakov Amali. Nechassim shenoflo kishu goises. The nechassim that come into his possession when this person is a goises. Now the question is, what is that? It seems to be saying that a person cannot be marked in nechassim today that will come into his possession when he is about to die. The question is, why not? If he can be marked in nechassim that he does not yet own, why should he not be able to be marked in nechassim that he's a goises? So we'll see the Rashbam, second white line. Huh? No, the father. Oh, you're saying the bechor is a goises? If the Bechor is a Goises, then he's not going to get anything. Let's see what the Rashbam says. Yeah. Rameya de Omar de Ha Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda Aino Rabbi Meir. Rabbanon, if we're going to say that the Rabbanon that is Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir, de Omar de Makna Dov Shalom Bala Makna Gavay Yehima Isha Hareyat Makadeshesli Amanash She Es Gaya. He makes a Kedushin on the condition that he will be Mizgayim before a guy makes a Kedushin with a Jewish woman that will take effect after his Gerut. Yeah. So according to Rameya, there's room to say this will work because all the Makna Dov Shalom B'Loilam. So Gemara says, Nechazah Shnav Lo Kishu Goises. It's not Mesev Smachas. Goises, Harei Kekai Lachol Dvarav. A person, even though he's in his last breath, that as long as he still has breath, he's alive in respect to everything. Ubal Yerushahu. And he can receive a Yerusha. Ulahan in Nechassim Itzuch Yakir Sheyitel Bohem Bechor Pishnayim. For this we need Yakir that the Bechor should get Pishnayim. The Bahan Ulekim Migu. Why? The Filur Amei Ziyam Adam Akadav Shalom Baloilom. Hani Milu Kigoyin Nechassim Shenofim Loi Shashi Yishol Koyach Litnam. When he has a Koyach to give them later on. So I can say right now making the Maitre King they'll take effect at the time that I have the power to give them over. And the actual transaction takes place later, just as Mikoyach, the mice I'm doing now. Our grace is Einu Yochel Adabe. And the Koyach Litein, tremendous Kiddush. He doesn't have the Koyach to give him Matana, therefore, according to our mayor, one cannot make a Matana that will take effect when at the time of the grace. In other words, this will be an Askamina Lachar, according to Chachamim also. If a person makes a Matana, Lachalamadyoim, so the Kenyan takes effect 30 days later. If the person will be a goyis at the time, according to this Rashbam, it will not take effect.
So according to Rameir, though, the only reason you need the word yakir is for this case of goyis.
What?
According to Rashbam, the only thing.
Yeah, if you say chacham hol like Rameir, then the only chiddush is for this. Hilkach le motzi le knuyei mikamei de'asa le yadei. he can't be the makdim before they came into his possession. Yeah, he won't be able to make the kinyan. The can't be makdim after he's dead. Then b'chol noitel, they ra'oi. Why don't we say it's someone nechus and they'll come into his possession after he died? The obvious case. It says that anyway, the b'chol won't get. So the b'chol only gets nechus and then we'll have to find his death. So we have to find nechus that will come into his possession prior to this person's death, but at a time that he won't be able to be makna then. And that's a tremendous chiddush, according to this Rashbam, is that even though a person made the kinyan beforehand, it will take effect at the time. It's a great day. It does not take effect. Yeah. So he says that's another teret. How can I have the motel in the last place has been chosen. Maran Balmetzia says that even Rav Meir that holds that it can't be makna of Shavaloilim, it has to be something that probably will come into your possession, like fruit. You have a tree, it's going to grow fruit. There's many conditions in order for your bechlal to be able to be koines. In that case, Rav Meir is moide, you know, the makna of Shavaloilim. Yeah, next thesis, top thesis. Kach Neman Leimer Zeben Grusha. So we saw that the Rashbam said this is a svara, and we said it's a tremendous chiddush to say that we can learn a svara from the fact that he's believed. To say this son is a bechor, that who is in his belief to say he's ben grush ben chalutza. Sounds like if we say he's believed neged the chazaka, even neged sounds like muchzak to us that he's not a bechor. So what's the difference if he's muchzak that he's not a bechor or muchzak that he's not a ben grush? That's what Rashbam seems to tell. The Tema, the Fisha Neman, the Vakya, Ye Neman, Gam, Livso, the Lamish Ben Grusha, Ben Chalusa, Taisus asks that question. What's the Bipatal person? Taisus seems to feel that is more of a need for an Aedus. Yes, maybe just to give them one, if the Gabi his Nechosin. Yej Lema, the Kivan, he has an amazing Kiddush of Taisus.
He's saying one of them is you're giving him something, Pishnat Lo, and you're taking from him, so.
I don't know if he means that or this is Mamadis and that's Isurim. He's believed to say this is a Bechar on all circumstances. If he says my oldest child is the younger one, so what is he saying about the older one? They're not his child. Then we get into trouble. Well, who's Avi? So he's saying, all the Gdolim are going to become Mamzerim now, because they're not from him. We all know that it's from his wife. The Hasbel has records that they came out of his wife. And he says he's not the Bechor. Then he's Shachar. Once we see that he's believed to say he's a Mamzer, then he's believed to parcel him, the Gabi Zichas. Mamzer is also believed to say Ben Grusha. Achak. The Rabbi Lezer, the Eliyahu Mefarish, the Yakin Nami Koi Aben Hasnua. The Torah over there is saying, Ben Hasnua Yakin. He has a wife that he hates. Kalayma, Ben Asnua Yaakov, the Neman Layma Shu Ben Asnua. He's believed to say that this is the Ben Asnua, the Haina Snua Ben Asnua. Kidnum Fajj, Bepeg, Bezi, Yvam, the Gmar, the Zayda says Nesnua, this is not just a woman that he dislikes. There's some problem with her Nesuim. Gon Chavi, Lavin Shanath, the Koin Grusha. So in Mela, it's according to this Rabbi Eliyahu, it's Befesh in the Postik, that he's believed to say that he's a child of a Snua, of a wife who's possible for him to be with.
He's a couple of mercies.